ATO man injured. Good morning. This is David Waterman with the 8:45 edition of WFTU Radio News. On his way to the ATO house last night, John Wilson, a 25-year-old graduate student, lost control of his car just north of the university entrance on Alafaya Trail. The campus security office was alerted at 2:20 a.m., moments after the accident occurred. Officer Frank Martin called the Florida Highway Patrol while Officer Glenn Price went to the scene. The Sheriff's Department appeared shortly thereafter and was aided by the administering first aid. The Union Park Fire Department sent its rescue vehicle and took Wilson to the Florida hospital. Wilson's parents, who had been contacted, drove from DeLand and waited in the emergency room. By 6:30, he was taken from the surgery and placed in a recovery room. His condition is now listed as fair. Although Wilson received no injuries to his head, arms, and legs, the attending physician, Dr. Alexander Maybardek, predicted the release in 5 to 10 days, depending on the severity of his concussion. It is possible that a neurosurgeon will be called in later this morning. According to the Highway Patrol, the car, an MG convertible, rolled at least 3 times. As part of the observance of National Realtors Week, yesterday was Youth and Education Day for the Orlando Winter Park Board of Realtors. The Realtors sponsored a visit to FTU for 50 youngsters from the Florida Division of Youth Services Department of Aftercare. The Aftercare members attended classes, visited the library, ate lunch in the Village Center, and took a general tour of the campus. Each youngster was accompanied by FTU students who volunteered to help host the program. Coordinating the visit were Errol Green from the Board of Realtors and Dr. William Grasty, Executive Assistant to President Charles Milken. Cleve L. Atkins, President of the Joint Board of Realtors, presented a $100 matching fund scholarship check to President Milken during the activities of the visit. The aftercare program is designed to bring fulfillment and enrichment into the lives of children from disadvantaged family backgrounds. In a Village Center board meeting yesterday, board members chose the people and programs that will be receiving Village Center awards on the Student Government-sponsored Honors Day, June 3rd. 8 special service awards will be presented to students who have helped the Village Center, and 10 special appreciation awards will be given to faculty and staff members for their aid to the VC. Also to be presented are 2 program awards, one for the most outstanding program and one for the most innovative program. Board members also worked out the dates for the next Village Center calendar, and a summary of the budget was discussed. Wanda Russell, VC Program Director, told WFTU News that a picnic is being planned for the Village Center workers. The date is June 11, and all students, faculty, and staff members who work or assist in the VC complex will be attending the event, which is to be held at the home of Village Center Director Jim Farrell. WFTU News time, 8:47. The Village Players are now considering the possibility of staging a musical production next year. Jack Hart, a member and former president of the Drama Club, told WFTU News that a committee consisting of a faculty advisor and 4 Village Players is formulating plans for the musical. Hart gave 3 possibilities which are now being considered. The first, Man of La Mancha, would feature several chorus parts as well as openings for singers and dancers. The second, Kiss Me Kate, would also feature a large cast. And the third, Your Own Thing, a rock musical type presentation based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, would include projections and a 4-piece rock band. It would have a smaller cast than the other 2 choices. Hart explained that the musical would be funded by student government. He said it would be the only production that the Village Players would stage, and he noted that since the Village Players acted in a number of smaller productions this year, it would be well to alternate to a single large production next year. The group would prepare the musical in the fall and winter quarters, and it would be staged toward the end of the spring quarter. Hart said that students other than theater majors can help if the musical should be produced, and he added that this would be FTU's first musical. The WFTU weather scene: partly cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon showers, high near 90 degrees today, low around 70. Winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. Probability of rain today is 30%, tonight 20%, tomorrow 30%. The temperature is 76 degrees. This has been David Waterman with WFTU Radio News. And now back to our DJ over here who sits in the dark trying to play his music. Maybe he's trying to develop something better on his show.